Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Surge Radio, you are now rocking with your man Lyricist, and we are also on air with my co-host here, Spades. Spades, going on, sir?
What's good, L? What's up, people? How everybody doing today?
Not much going on around this way, man. I know I had a busy week, and going downtown and checking out the Repub, debate that was here in Detroit at the Fox Theater. Kind of fighting the elements a little bit, trying to get my voice back, but it's been that type of week for me. I officially know what it's like to be surrounded by Republicans. I'm not sure how to put it. So, nor am I, a Democrat, just to be clear about that, too. But it was quite the experience, coming across a lot of people, getting their POVs when it comes to, politics and the candidates. And, you got the people that's really informed and they can really support their beliefs. And you also got the people that just don't know what the hell they're talking about. But that seems to be the majority of the people that's finding themselves voting. So kind of shift off that a little bit, but Space, did you happen to catch anything with that debate?
I was at work, actually, so I couldn't even tune into it. But I was just going to hit CNN and do some playbacks of it.
Yeah, do that.
That's what I always do.
Just to kind of get you caught up. Yeah, just to kind of get everybody caught up. I mean, it was really Donald Trump versus everybody. It should have just been Donald Trump versus the candidates. But it was Donald Trump versus the other candidates, and the media. When you have a moderator for the candidates attacking you as well, it was just one of those things where I just felt like he was truly outnumbered. And, I really wish they would have given him more balance, but that man was on the defensive the entire night. Not to mention that, a lot of things that he said in the past caught up to him, and he changed his position on it. But you have to be prepared for certain things. You can't just change without providing a reason why you change your thought. I mean, I understand that, as a man, he feels like he doesn't have to explain himself. But in politics, you do. You have to explain yourself to the people. So... But we're going to move past that. Let's hop into the first topic today. It's going to be 50 Cent, man. So 50 Cent is going through a lot with this, having to prove whether he's really broke or not. But like I said, common sense is going to show that the man is not broke. So, he's being dragged back to court. Now he has to provide new documentation showing that, hey, I'm really broke as fuck. So... what is your thoughts? So before I dive into that space, what's your thoughts on that?
I just can't wait to see how he get out of this because, okay, you filed bankruptcy and you're still posting pictures with money. At least wait until after all this bankruptcy shit is over with and then, continue to do you by all means. But if you want to protect yourself and your name and your businesses and what you created, then it's best to just wait things out, I guess. But this shit is getting crazy, man, because he's getting dragged back to court yet again for the same thing. So I just want to see the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, and he should have knew that they were going to assess the value of everything he owns. Everything. You know, G-Unit as a company has a net worth of reportedly almost $50 million. Not to mention, you know, 50 Cent property and assets totals about $64 million. So with property and assets alone, you know, he's not in a bad spot as if, you know, as what he claimed. He should have knew that they were going to dive deeper into it. But the reason why they dived deeper into it or dove deeper into it is because he kept showing off. You know, now there's new documents that's been provided to the court showing his total net worth has not budged. Has not budged. 50 Cent's monthly, his monthly income is $184,000. And not to mention that he receives $29,000 every month off of music royalties alone. So that shit totals up. He still got a lot of money. So I'm interested to see how is he going to fight that off. But only time will tell. We can't dive into it, and we're not going to get into extra speculation about 50 Cent. As I said multiple shows ago, guys, this guy is far from broke. This is a strategic move for a millionaire to maintain his wealth. Donald Trump has done it. You know, all of the great millionaires and billionaires have done it. So you can't really call this guy broke anymore. I mean, I wonder how Rick Ross feels when that new documentation came out showing this man's net worth still close to $125 to $130 million, and you know this guy only owns Waffle Stops. Sorry, what was it? Wing Stops.
Gotta get the wings.
And that weak ass Bel Air bullshit. You know, 50 Cent called it some type of, bum juice. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Bel Air is whack as shit, man. It's
bum
whack as
juice.
But let's move on past this. Kendrick just dropped a new EP. I heard it, Spade. I know you heard it. What do you think about it?
I fucking love it, bro. The fact that he ain't put no titles on nothing and just made you really listen to the whole thing, and every song has a message behind it, in my opinion. But the whole thing is just fucking amazing, bro. I'm fucking rock with it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's dope, man. You know, it's crazy when somebody's unreleased material or the material that they test in the studio comes out to be better than most people's albums. You know, it's nuts. It's nuts, man. It's like I tell people an underrated album to this day is Ludacris's Ludaverse, or what
Thank
was it? Ludaverso. Yeah, it's
that
Ludaverso
underrated album.
I mean Ludacris. If you listen to that album, you're like, oh my god, maybe I have to rethink my top five or top ten because Ludacris got bars. But
most
like
definitely.
People like Kendrick Lamar is holding his own, man. This guy created a lane which everybody has to adapt to him. And it took a little bit longer because, you know, with everybody focusing on Drake and treating him like he was the only artist, you know, Kendrick Lamar is, you know, he outpaces Drake in many ways. Talent, awards, you know, and content. So, no knock on, you know, Drake. Drake is what Jay-Z was, you know, to the industry. And Kendrick is what Eminem was to the industry. Kendrick brings the lyrics, and you know, Drake brings the, you know, the tears, with the soft shit. So, but you know, in comparison, man. I mean, I listened to one of the tracks, and it sounds like Kendrick Lamar responded to Jay Electronica. You know, Jay Electronica said, you know, he made this cockroach, and, you know, he is who he is, and he respects him, and that Kendrick is his son, and all that other shit. Now, I want people to understand this. When you get into a space where it is, you call a grown man your son, you better be ready to defend it, because that's disrespectful. That's like, that's just like saying, that's just like inviting somebody to your dick. That's just like saying, hey, suck my dick. A lot of people don't respond to that. You know,
pretty much.
If you say, if you invite another man to your dick, two things is going to happen. Either he may take the invitation because he's questionable, or he just may say, I'm about to fuck you up. Okay, this can't happen. You can't disrespect me like that. I'm a man, you a man. Let's respect each other as men. So Kendrick finally responds, which it sounds like. He said, I can't end a career that never started. That's a solid point. Anybody that knows anything about Jay Elect know his career never officially started. We've been waiting for his first album to come out since when?
Forever.
So Jay Elect looks like he's super desperate, but behind his desperation, have you dropped anything that's going to touch the radio? Have you done anything that's going to get everybody to recognize you as a talented artist? I think it's just one of those things that if you haven't proved your worth or shown your positioning, it doesn't matter. You just don't go firing shots. But the good thing, a positive thing about Kendrick is he's showing that he's an MC. You diss him, he's going to respond. So it didn't take him half his career to respond to people. So, and I make that shot at Drake, because Drake has been ignoring people and saying little subtle shit for a long time. He doesn't ever immediately respond to people. But Kendrick does. So he gets points on that from me. So what is your thoughts on Jay Elect and his position as far as hip hop goes?
I mean, you said it all, bro. He has no position. I mean, you can't go up against somebody that's getting Grammy after Grammy after Grammy and putting out hit after hit. Also, at the same time, putting out messages to try and bring, you know what I'm saying, his race of people, I guess, or us as a culture together again. I just don't see the comparison or why he would even speak. Just know your lane.
Pick a lane and stay in it. You know, that's one of our main topics today. We're definitely going to dive into that, you know, momentarily. You know, but it's weird. It seems like a lot of artists do that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of beefs I could talk about, the whole Cat Williams, Kevin Hart thing, but Cat went and apologized, you know, for what he said. You know, and I give him kudos for that, because Cat Williams was going to be my, Dash Award winner this week. But, you know, I changed my mind about that, because he went back and he apologized for his rant, because he understands his position. So, you know, if anybody didn't know about that, go look into the whole Cat Williams versus Kevin Hart thing and how they were going back and forth, you know, and, you know, Cat Williams challenged Kevin Hart to pretty much a competition for the comedians. But that's not something I'm too interested in talking about at this moment. But it's a lot of beefs going on, all the way down to Troy Ave versus Joey Badass. I mean, we knew that was going to come, but at the same rate, I'm not going to even talk about it, because I don't care about either one of those guys. I mean, Troy Ave is a fake 50 Cent to me, and Joey Badass, I just can't get past your hair. So that sums it up. I'm done talking about you guys. So let's go back to Jay-Z's Roc Nation recent signings. He recently signed T.I. to a multi-million dollar deal, which also includes, which also includes an ownership stake. And he also signed DJ Khaled to a management deal where Roc Nation is currently managing DJ Khaled and his business affairs, which includes We Are the Best. So, Spades, what are your thoughts on that, sir?
I think that shit, from T.I.'s perspective, I think that shit was smart as fuck. Not only are you signed to Roc Nation now, but you also have a piece of title or title, however you say it. So that allows him to do a lot more. Plus, his whole camp under T.I., his whole camp is coming with him. So that was a smart move. That's a smart business move, in my opinion. And as far as DJ Khaled, I mean, shit, that's just putting big hitters on top of big hitters right there, keeping your business
right.
going
I mean,
like that.
It's looking like Roc Nation is about to be the new Def Jam. The moves that they're making in this century, you know, with artists, not to mention, I mean, you nobody can sleep on J. Cole. Let's be honest, J. Cole is probably the best artist that's on Roc Nation besides Rihanna, but Rihanna has her own lane. You know, Rihanna's dominating charts. She's dominating, you know, sales, you know, but J. Cole is probably one of the better MCs in the industry. You know, but, you know, it's good for both teams. You know, it's good for, you know, Hustle Gang, and it's good for, you know, We the Best. You know, and it's all good business deals, and Jay-Z is proven that he is a businessman. He is about his shit. But before we dive further into that, we're going to touch on that when we get back. I want to play my man T-Soul's song, Claiming Real, and we'll get back to those topics.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision, with knuckle indentures. Pay attention, classes in session, they say the sky's the limit, but the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division, divine intervention. Can't stop the beast on this mission, declining your wishes, defying the missions, defining conditions, the finest of wishes, the blindest of vision, one with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I bless your ears while you listen, ingest your fears and bloody your fists. Never get it twisted, all about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they no burger spill. The bourbon spilled, you'll burn for real. Not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal. The chest was shield, thought twice, I keep one concealed. A conscious thrill, my own path I'll fulfill. My own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Two belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real. Stripes earn, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat. My mouth a lighter, a lover and a fighter. A quick blur, showcase me. A small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poems wrote down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give your soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Worth is 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster. No cussing, you see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.
All right, y'all. I'm going to welcome y'all back to Surge Radio. Sorry about the little pause. I was actually playing catch-up. It looks like J Electronica is trying to apologize for dissing Kendrick Lamar. Ain't that interesting? We were just talking about it.
What?
So I guess it was like a, you know.
A little bit.
Wow. This is...
I'm sorry, L. I'm sorry. But that shit is the funniest shit of the day, yo. Like.
So I got to make sure that that's the actual thing. But it appears that, you know, Kendrick's response garnered a response from him immediately. So, yeah, I'll look into that more. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, yeah, Roc Nation, and Jay Elec is on Roc Nation as well. He's probably somewhere in the basement cleaning up old records and dusting off boxes and shit because he's a bum. But I don't get these artists when they throw jabs at each other. And then they want to apologize. That's the era that we live in. I remember when Pac used to diss people, never apologize. I've never seen Eminem apologize for one fucking diss. Ever. Ever.
Never.
I've never seen that. You know, they may squash it or whatever, you know, but not publicly denying, oh, no, that wasn't meant for him. But I don't know. I mean, what's your thoughts, babe?
That, what you just said, that he apologized, is my thoughts. I don't even have to say nothing, bro. I don't even have to say that. Like, the fact that everybody doesn't stick to their guns when it comes to certain things or their feelings or opinions. Like, if you got something to say or you feel a certain type of way, then stick to it and rock with it. Don't apologize for it. Like, if you really feel like that if you started this man's career or you got him where he was at, then stick by that shit and rock with that shit. If not, then just shut the fuck up and try to get your career.
Right. Now, let me correct what I was saying. I'm hearing this from a source. I'm hearing from a source that he plans to apologize. It may come, it may not come, especially after this release, so I apologize for the confusion with that. So, you know, but hearing that, he may apologize is silly, you know, and I don't get this, man. It's like, it's just hip-hop is not really what it was or what it is. But let's get into this Dash Award, and then we're going to dive into the topic of the day. Now, the Dash Award winner this week, we all know what the Dash Award stands for, or Dash stands for, is the Dumbass Spot Holder. I'm pretty sure we're all familiar with acronyms since we live in the era of 140 characters. So, this week's Dash Award winner is Donald Trump. Now, I understand that Donald may have been tired, he was traveling and everything, but when he was asked to denounce the KKK, his response was, I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this group? You know, I'm not familiar with them. Who is David Duke? David Duke is a grandmaster for the KKK. If your cell phone is by you, all you have to do is just Google it really quickly. And they say, hey, I denounced it. Not to mention that he's denounced it weeks prior, okay? But he has to understand how media works. They don't want him to be the president. So you know, after he's done with the interview and, you know, he says that, you know, I need a list of these groups so I can investigate them and figure out who they are. But the guy on the news channel specifically says, hey, this is David Duke with the KKK. That was his moment to be like, oh, KKK, well, you know, I denounced it. Not give me a second to think about it. Not give me time to investigate the groups. When you hear KKK, that's it. It's nothing to think about. There's nothing to talk about. It's automatic denounce. It's automatic, absolutely not. So, right after he's done with his show, he goes, with his interview, he goes and he tweets out what he said weeks prior about denouncing the KKK and their support. That's fine. But at that time, you should have did it. It made you look bad. It made you look like a simpleton. It made you look like you didn't know what the fuck you were doing. If you're going to run for presidency, you have to be prepared for strikes everywhere. That's just the way it works in politics. So this week's Dash Award winner is Mr. Donald J. Trump. Not to mention that, you know, hey, I commend him for what he did at these recent debates. You know, he stood his own when he was under a barrage of attacks. I know it could be tiresome, but you have to be prepared. You asked for this. You want to be president. You got to know how to handle it. All right. So let's dive into the big topic for today. Pick your lane. Pick a lane and stay in it. It's not that hard to do. Now, Spades, I'll let you launch this one off. Give everybody your thoughts on this topic.
Pick your lane. So recently I've been dealing with some simple-minded people who just don't know how to pick their lane. So I'm trying to figure out which way or how to handle it, because I went on a rant on social media and I should have just chilled, but I still did it anyway, because don't sub anything me. Tweet me, snap me, Facebook me, Instagram me. Don't sub anything. If you have something to say, come directly to me. Ask me or say what you have to say. If you're not doing anything or not trying to do anything or you're on the same shit, I'm not messing with you. Point blank, period. You have to come to a realization when you get to a certain age that shit gets real out here. I have a wife. That's the only person I'm worried about. Okay? And then it's me. Other than that, nigga, you by yourself. So if you're not doing nothing or you just lost out here, I don't want to be around you because you're a cancer. If you're a cancer, that means you're a sickness. If you're a sickness, that means I can die. I don't need you around me. So I just need people to understand that it's okay to just be normal or not to be like everybody else. Everybody want to be like everybody else. Oh, I want the new Jays. I want this. I want that just like he got it. You might not say it outright, but in realization, that's how it is. But it's okay to be different. It is okay to be different. Whoever the fuck told y'all that it was not okay to be different is fucking an asshole and you should blow him off the face of the earth, point blank, period. Like, it's nothing wrong with being different. If me and you was this, if me and L was the same person, then I would be in the chair where he's at right now. You know what I'm saying? I would have gave him the opportunity. Instead, he gave me the opportunity. I know my lane. I know what to do. Just pick a damn lane and stay into it. Quit being a bitch all the time. That's all I got to say.
Simple, you know. As my former co-host, Jay Real, you know, rest in peace to him, you know, used to say, it was simple. Be real. Be who you are. Don't be afraid to be who you are. And that's the problem with people. They're so afraid to be who they are because they're worried about the judgmental mindset of people. You know, they're worried about what people may do if they don't agree with them. You know, there's no reason why we should be standing outside for a pair of shoes. There's no reason why we line up to get into the hottest club, you know, just because everybody else say it's hot. You know, to me, I think people really need to figure out who they want to be. And I understand for most people, that's a battle, figuring out who they want to be. It takes a lot of people. I've seen some adults that's older than me that's still trying to figure out who they are. But you got to keep it simple. Pick a lane and stay in it. If you know what you're about, you got to be about that 100%. You have to be fearless when it comes to it. You have to be about who you are. There's only one you. And when you leave this earth, that's it. So when you find that lane, stay in it. I don't care what nobody else has to say about me. I don't care about how people feel about me. I'm going to keep being lyricist. I'm going to keep being David Young at the end of the day. I can give a fuck less about how people feel about me. Those people that support me, I love them and I support them. Those people that hate me, hey, I love them and I say fuck you. I can say fuck you without the hate. But guess what? I've picked my lane. I do what I do. I've been doing what I do for a long time. From Sir J Records to Sir J Music Group to Surge Radio, that's my brand. I stuck with that. I walked down an independent path because that's what I wanted to do. I picked my lane, and I was comfortable with it. I didn't make no excuses when I fell short. A lot of people get caught up in their excuses. So I say this to say that. Be confident in who you are. Be real about everything that's you. No one knows you better than you. You are the ultimate product. You are the ultimate individual. Don't let nobody take that away from you. If you are the alpha, you be the alpha. No one can define you better than you. So when it's all said and done, fuck the bullshit. If that's the lane you want to be in, and you feel like you may run into some ongoing traffic, hey, stick to it, deal with it, duck and dodge, but you're going to get to where you want to be. And that's the ultimate reward. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's motherfucking real.
Hey.
So, we're going to be carrying on this entire month. You know, it's going to be a rough month for me as an individual, as a host of this show, because, you know, it's been a few years since, you know, Jay Real passed away. And, you know, it's been difficult doing this show without him. You know, we even took breaks. But guess what? I'm sticking to the lane that me and him chose. You know, Spades is also sticking to that lane with me. So that's why we're going to carry the show, take it a step further, and knock shit out the box. We're going to only get bigger. So I want to send the ultimate shout out to my man J Real, and we're going to keep shouting him out because he's a part of Surge Radio. So,
Sure. Thank
y'all for tuning in. You know, you're listening to Surge Radio with your man Lyricist in Space. Until next week, whereas we look to have some more great topics, you know, y'all have a good day, and we out of here.
Yeah, I'm out.
You gonna tell me reasons? Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is, your ass ain't worth a shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man? Oh, yeah, it used to be beautiful.
As you grow, you learn to keep your circle small. The slightest miscalculation equates to downfalls. No smoke, that's thicker when I spit bars. Fresh gear, tune up, the engine never stalls. A mile of the day in Jamie's track is a cost. Studying grace, applying what I learned to the sport. Of course, it gets airy in my culture, what kind of course. No shortcuts, just ride a wave. If I about to pray for better days, the struggle was real. So you better stay in your prayers. It's weird how we're living in a system that don't want us here. But it's quite clear they forgot how we got here. We never asked for the
game. The anguish and the sameness. Control controversy when it comes to my history. Where's the